Hi, and welcome to Rich Dreams Express. I'm Penelope Polly, and today my guest is...
David Edmund.
Tom is away from us today, and we're just going to sneak in here, record this without him knowing, get it online to you, and then it'll be a wonderful surprise for him when he gets back from where he is.
Yes.
This is from... Nicole in Australia, and she sent us this email, and it was such a great question, couple of questions, that I thought it would be best if we answered it this way for you guys. So it starts off with, "Hi Diane, first Happy New Year to you and your amazing family. The Polly family are a household name, and I just wanted to thank you all so much for your universal guidance and love that you show us all through the fantastic work you do for so many people like me around the world." That's very sweet. Thank you, Nicole. "I do have a couple of questions that I would really like some help with, please. In the course Power Imaging with Tom, Penelope, and Dave, and by the way, it's awesome, and wow, this course is so easy to follow and with very powerful outcomes if you just believe, let go, and follow the instructions." Isn't life like that? Like, if we could just believe, let go, and follow the instructions, things would go, for me, so much smoother.
And to recognize that what we said is the rule book of life.
Well, no, I don't think that's true, but...
Oh. Now I'm disappointed.
I'm thrilled that Nicole is that it's helping her and helping her family. Number one, when writing what you want and placing a bottle of water on top of the paper, does the writing need to be in the circumference of the actual width of the bottom of the bottle? Or does it not matter how much writing is on the paper and the word's energy will still transfer no matter how big the bottle of water actually is?
Well, one of the things that you can do is like take a gallon of water and put that on top of your writing, then you have more space and it will transmit the energy into all of the water. So just make sure that if it's personal stuff that you drink from that bottle and not everybody else in the family.
Right. Well, and I mean, what if you just have like a regular, you know, like a little sport top bottle of water and you want to kind of infuse it with some good stuff, does it need to be like really small to fit basically under the water, or is it fine to go up into the water?
I really think it doesn't make all that amount of difference. When Dr. Emoto did the studies on this, he would put the word love in his handwriting underneath the bottle. Mm-hmm. And that, the energy of that would move into the water. Now, it takes a little bit of...
He also did things where he would, like, tape something around a bottle of
that's
water.
Right.
Or around something, a canister with something in it. So it's about your intention.
That's
and,
right.
And it's about when we focus our intention and our... and be intentional about what we're doing, we infuse a certain kind of energy to whatever that is. It isn't the literalness of the pen and the piece of paper and the bottle of water. It's the empowered energy that you are putting through that water.
Well, that's the key word, really. It's the word energy. Because when you write something in your handwriting, you are transmitting your energy onto that paper. That's why when you're writing in your notebook about things that you want, you do it in your own handwriting. That's the best way to do it. So you do this the same way when you're writing something under a glass of water or a bottle of water. You do it in your own handwriting so that that energy is transmuted into the water. Now, what is it that's happening? Well, the water is literally being organized. You know, you see snowflakes, they have six sides to them, mm-hmm. and they're all so different. Well, it's the same kind of thing. When you write your messages, your ideas, your desires from the universe, what you are doing is asking, and you are transmitting that asking into the physicality of the universe by means of water. So
right.
You can also do it with your hands by putting your hands around the glass and asking, and it will transmit in that way.
And sometimes it's very powerful for us to see those words, because words have frequency, words have energy. The connotations that we have for those words have energy and frequency, specific and different sometimes than the actual meaning of the word, which is why, you know, we always say what you believe is.
That's right.
Absolutely. So you've got to really make sure that what you believe is what you want. And if you're writing down words you don't believe or you don't think are possible, you got to find a way to shift into believing that they are.
Yeah.
I hope that helps, Nicole. This is such a great email and so many great questions that we are going to do the next question next week. And thank you, Nicole. This is wonderful. And I hope you guys are getting your bottles of water out and writing some positive things on there and drinking it in, drinking this wonderful life we live. And we will see you next week.